a victory light.
Victory light, bitch, we back in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Because home game, away game, it don't matter. We're going to deliver art, you know what I'm saying? And on this episode, we talking about why don't shows have more than three seasons, you know what I'm saying? Why do y'all look at Rotten Tomatoes like it's motherfucking Leviticus? Why is Shannon Sharp out here looking like a dinosaur and doing weird shit like buying pussy and sending weird text messages back and forth? Why did Nike release pre-cooked forces, fam? Why? That's not organic. That's GMO. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Stay right there.
A victory light. A victory light.
Diablo Tomera, bro.
Why are you looking at your own son?
Fuck yo, you looking at?
Yo, victory light, bitch. You know what I'm saying? We here.
Yes, sir.
You like, yo, what happened to the large beverages, bro? What happened to the people behind you with the vacant stairs and the booths and the sticky wings? Nah, we here. We back at the Victory Light Trap House. You know what I'm saying? We got the guys in the building. The crew don't change. You know who it is, man. It's fucking Liz Bill Ortiz, the super bitch of New York City. It's Rainio Valle, the Yap God, Rap God. You know what I'm saying? No, I'll rap it.
Hey, yo.
You know what I'm saying? We got Man Train Freaky Man in the building. God damn it. Producer of the year. We got Redacted in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Queens. You know what I mean? Shout out to Q-Borough.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Shout out to in the building. You know what I mean?
How come I don't get a shout out for Queens?
Oh, shit. No, that's right. Nah, you know why? Because you be everywhere. Men is international. You like Pitbull.
Bro, men can't tell a story without there being some freaky, ethereal detail in it.
Like, yo, like, I went to the supermarket and, you know what I'm saying, an asteroid crashed.
And then from it emerged eight goblins.
And Fredro Starr.
And Fredro Starr. Yeah.
Like, yo, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking J.R. Smith got pump faked on the dot. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that, bro.
See, just be careful when you put your hand out. That's all I'm saying.
You might gotta retract that. And of course, whoever's throwing the horse, when you hear the whack, you know who that is, boy. It's Hassan Insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Also, shout out to Victor, you know what I'm saying? He came in, he turned the lights off, and he dipped. I'm gonna keep my book. Stay on your ass, did that? Yo, welcome back, yo. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back.
I'm happy to be home.
To the comfy couch.
To be home.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? How y'all doing? You know what I mean? We had.
Estamos bien, gracias a Dios, bro. It took me 17 fucking hours to get here today. I had a Dominican Uber driver who, I swear, bro, I forgot I was in a car with him. He was in that bitch on the phone with his girlfriend the whole ride. Eating snacks. At one point, I'm like, yo, this motherfucker must have forgot he got a passenger. Because he just cruising through the city, bro. I felt like I was on a road trip with him, but I died 4 years ago. Fucking
wait,
asshole.
On. Wait, what's that like, though?
What do you mean?
Because personally, I've never been to Uber Jabber, so.
Why?
Toma, diablo. See, it wasn't me.
Yes. Por eso que la gente se matan, bro. See? Por eso que la gente se matan.
Papi, te aquí, te voy a dar papao.
A mí no me importa porque ya no me duele.
Yo, that's right. It doesn't hurt. You know what doesn't hurt? Having back-to-back Muslims. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's right. That sounded crazy.
Back-to-back Muslim guests. All right.
Bismillah.
You know what I mean? Wallahi, we doing this shit for real. I'm about to get up here, start singing the Nasheed.
Talk your shit.
You already know what fucking time it is, baby. Shit. This one go for all the Yemeni store owners.
Where?
This for all the goddamn. This for the entirety of Morris Park in the past year and a half. Somehow, shit is crazy. Are we just not gonna talk, bro? The whole strip went from Albanian to just straight. Motherland, bro. Like, straight Mediterranean in a year and a half, yo. Bro. There's more bridal shops on Forest Park now than there were a year and a half ago.
Oh, this used to be a pizzeria.
Crazy, bro.
Now you got dresses in the oven, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But we do that. You know why we do that?
The Muslim agenda.
Yeah, because, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They no agenda, bro. We just not pussy. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
We're just not it. Pussy, you know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all are risk averse. We not, you know what I'm saying? We'll have two Muslims on in a row, you know what I'm saying? One that's going to be the mayor and one that's on the subway talking about, you know what I mean? Do gay people dress better than heterosexual people? Yeah. What's your take? You know what I'm saying? Et cetera, et cetera. Unlike the rest of the world, in Hollywood in particular. You know what I'm saying? We take risks. We talk about what we want on here. We cover topics and intellectual properties that are new and original. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Unlike Hollyweird. You know what I'm saying? I like saying that because it makes me feel like, you know what I mean? Like I'm not part of that shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm like...
Yeah. Does it help?
Nah.
Do you ever feel like you're not
Not really, bro.
Though you casually suggest cocaine use on the, on the show every single day?
Just a little toot, bro, you know? Just a little toot.
Oh, my God.
A little toot, bro,
you know? Hey, listen, hey, if you don't want to do that, you know, you can just... You got a cigarette, right? You just lick the tip, get a little freeze, you know?
A little freeze?
Yeah, a little freeze. A little freeze on the tip.
Go to church. What the fuck?
We take a risk.
I'm telling you, bro. Sometimes I think God, like, I don't think he should have given us free will. There's a lot of things, bro, that we do and we should not be doing.
Oh, my God, bro.
I'm leaving dangerously. I'm too dangerous for we.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, man. Something about Hollywood that has caught the attention of my nuts. The Bear. Season 4, you know what I'm saying? Are y'all familiar with this show? It's a very popular show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's about the chef, you know what I'm saying? In Chicago, you know, he got a beef store, Ayo, you know? And they're in season 4. The point of this question is, what have y'all seen lately that has made it that far? That has made it to a season 4, B? Because I'm like, I can't remember. Like, I remember being, like, I'm an old nigga.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm built different, so, shit, I can't relate.
Doug, I remember watching Lost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, for, like, 14 years.
For, like, 17 years!
Yeah,
waiting
to
see what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Yeah.
That ain't happening, because Hollywood is fucking risk averse.
We lucky to see one full fucking season. Motherfuckers will drop 3 episodes and be like, oh, sorry.
Hey!
Get you fucking emotionally attached to these characters.
That's what
the storyline.
You
waiting for the end.
Bro, there's no honor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't even do, like, yo, let's do one last episode where we just, like, act like this shit was Rainey's dream.
Yeah.
And, like, psych y'all out. You know what I mean? Like,
put a button on it. Like, that's what happened with the Wayans family. You remember the Wayans show?
Mm-hmm.
They shit just got canceled out of nowhere. They never got no...
Closure.
No closure. No, like, yo, these motherfuckers sold the shop and moved to bigger places. Nothing.
Nothing, yeah, bro. No. I wanted to see them move to the suburbs, bro.
I think we need to take a page out of the BBC's book and
nice.
We all just
we all just
smoke a little Jason Love. That's just no.
Yo, you flying close to the sun, right? They about to harass you for another fucking.
We just smoke a little bit. Just smoke a little bit of Jason Love, and we lace it with J Mac. That's what we do. We lace it with a little J Mac, and then
J Mac,
and
veteran or rookie year.
Veteran.
Are we naming porn stars again?
He's a rookie.
No. Listen. Jokes aside, though, the actual BBC, the British Broadcasting fucking network
corporation.
Yeah. What they'll do, and they've been doing this pretty much their entire existence, is that they'll intentionally produce things to be short. So, like, 6 episodes, 10 episodes, that's the whole story, that's it.
Limited series.
Right? Limited series, yeah, that's it. Right? Netflix has done this a lot. Like, there's a show that's really fucking good on Netflix called Godless, and it's an old Western about this town where, like, all the men... Like all the something tragic. I don't want to spoil it in case you guys do want to watch it, but something tragic happens in this old Western town, right? To all the men specifically. So all the women gotta kind of stand up and, like, okay, well, what are we gonna do? Right? Because it's like, well, they're not exactly in a society where they can call shots, but the circumstances have put them in a place where they kind of have to. And it's like 10 episodes, solid as fuck, bro. And it's like, okay, great. Now I'm not here waiting for a season that's never gonna come.
Exactly.
And I think that, and BBC does this very well. They have a show, bro. I've been singing this show's praises since, like, Hulu became a thing in, like, 2012. It's called The Fades.
When it was just who?
Exactly. When it was Snoop going who? Yeah. It's called The Fades. It's an old British, like, mystery thriller. And our man. Our fave Daniel Kaluuya is in it,
bro.
A very young Daniel Kaluuya is in it, and he is like the comic relief character. He's so funny. You could tell that motherfucker had it from the beginning, bro.
It's major, bruv.
Yeah. No, it's major, bruv. No, listen, you got a deep hit, bruv. Like
it's major, bruv.
I swear down, it's peak, fam.
Well, it's crazy because all this shit is, like, British, and they doing that.
Yeah,
but here in the United States of Trumpistan,
They not doing that. They like, yo, nah, we no, no, we can't do that. We hold on. What did you just come up with an original idea?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
No, we can't do that.
No.
What we
can do is remake something we've made four times before.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Who is she? Hire her.
What do you think about that?
Let's fucking do it. Do we have any other? Let me see. You know what? How about some superheroes? Yeah, superheroes.
All right.
Let's do that. Yeah.
How about this? Call of Duty, biggest game in the world. Who plays Call of Duty? Stoners. Who's everyone's favorite stoner? Seth Rogen. Throw Seth Rogen in a DLC right after we saw how much money we made with Jay and Silent Bob.
Hey.
We throw Seth Rogen in there. That's the big bucks, baby. By the way, chat, I didn't make that up. That's a real thing that's happening.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Seth Rogen is, they're continuing the weed theme. In Call of Duty?
And
Seth Rogen is going to be
Doug,
in Call of Duty.
That's right. Fucking awesome. Yeah, I'm not even going to hold you, bro. I would play Call of Duty just for that.
Bro, imagine you get clipped, you get 360 no scope, boom, and all you hear is
you jump out the plane, you're like,
you jump out the plane. Nikki, grab the grenade launcher. We gotta get the fuck out of here, Nikki.
What the fuck is going on?
Nikki, kill us.
What's this? It's blown up.
Nikki, they're flanking us. Nikki, there's an enemy UAV inbound, Nikki. We gotta get the fuck out of here. Oh, shit, fuck. Yeah,
does the Seth Rogen skin also call you slurs in the lobby?
Oh, shit. Boom, 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 boom. Boom! Boom! Oh my god.
That was
god.
A pretty good impression, bro.
Yo!
Thank you.
He got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo! Whenever I want to derail the show,
Doug, it's fucking. It's wild to me that they'll try something like that in a fucking video game, but not in a movie, dog. Like, what the fuck happened, bro? Like, now, like, everything I hear that's coming out. Like, we talked about Sinners a little bit before, but it's like, dog, a nigga like Ryan Coogler has to make 3 Black Panthers before you can make 1 Sinners. You know what I'm saying? Like, where are we at?
And you know what I find a little bit weird? Why are they pocket watching Ryan Coogler so bad? I've never seen so many fucking interviews about the way the movie was set up and what happens, like the contracts of the rights. I've never seen that in any film before, like so many fucking interviews.
They're like,
all of a sudden you want to pocket watch Ryan.
Too many niggas prospering.
I got cooked recently because I called the vampires the good guys, which was probably not the best verbiage to use. But what I meant was, what the sentiment that I wanted to communicate was, in my opinion, I think that good film is supposed to make you think differently about things, which is like, that's the job of a good movie, I think, is to make you think about shit. You know, whether it's fun or not or whatever, just to get the ball rolling up there. You know what I mean? And like, I feel like with Sinners, like the vampires were low key, like to me, they were like an allegory for revolution and how like that shit's not going to be perfect or pretty. And in the sense of like, hey, you got to be this vampire and you can't come out in the sun and you got to drink blood for the rest of your life, but at least you have super strength and you can fly and you can manipulate people and you can kill the clan now. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, that's kind of where I was going with it. And the whole point of me saying that is that that's like what a good film's supposed to do. And I feel like people are so averse to that, where it's like, if you come to a conclusion that is not the most immediately obvious fucking thing that is put right in front of you, it's like, well, no, because Merrick was white. So,
no, that, listen, also, why don't we just watch Thunderbolts?
That too!
This is too much thinking. I don't want to think.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I just want a Jolly Rancher for my brain.
Bro, that's what the fuck a good movie's supposed to do. That's why whenever you see a good film, to me, the funnest part is after the film.
Yeah, talking
like
about
it. Sitting down and be like, yo, this was my favorite scene. This is what it meant to me. Mm. And then getting everybody else's, because you get to see different perspectives. That's what I...
You're leaving out the weed and shit.
I mean...
You're like, yo, listen, that vampire, listen to me, hold on. Let me break this shit down for you.
That motherfucker was cooking in that field. Yeah. Bro, when they was out there dancing and singing, I'm like, yo, they would have had me, bro. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Yo, personally... Yo, oh my god, imagine Sinners in New York. Like,
yo,
so you're not gonna let me in, champ, for real?
That's what you want?
Yeah, bro.
He's gonna pump fake the dap like, man, bro.
Bro, just let me inside. I'm gonna put you on. Look, I got the Milwaukee drip, bro. Come on, you gotta. Let me. All right.
Okay, that's a power tool. You trying to drill me?
Well, how about this?
Why the fuck you need an invite? Why you can't come the fuck inside like you've been coming inside?
No, hold on. I got something for y'all.
Oh shit.
I'm lying, man.
You see, his bad one was crazy. We gotta let him in, bro. That's it.
Nigga hit the G5.
He hit the evil Knievel. Forget it. Let him inside, bro. You just start getting light outside. No New York person can resist.
You valid.
Nah, he hit the valid like salad.
Whoa. Forget valid it. Like salad.
They hit the Bronx wine. It's like,
she don't want no wine. No. Cause her man is
the
gross,
Bronx
bro.
Wine is crazy.
Yo, vampire Bronx
bro.
Wine, bro.
Dog, that's you can get diagnosed with that.
New York sinners would just be drillers.
New York drillers is crazy, dog.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Listen, I don't got time. Y'all got time. Damn, I said that
that's
shit like
crazy. That's crazy.
Yo, damn,
that.
Wow.
You see what we going through?
Y'all take it back.
What do you mean y'all got
y'all
time?
Niggas,
like,
y'all got mad
time. Like we just be at home playing with our fucking toes, bitch. Yeah. What the fuck?
I think he's about to hit another little.
You think me and Liz Bell leave here and hold feet?
Yeah. Huh? The fuck?
You think we interlock our toes?
Yo, listen. If y'all want to see that,
it's
on the Patreon. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man!
All three of us link toes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Nah, but before this man in power interrupted you, what were you gonna say? What were you gonna say, Liz Bell?
I was gonna say before we switch topics that's what. Oh, shout out to my sis right here, bitch.
Yo.
Yes.
Oh no!
That's a bad one right there. She don't need a mirror to do her baby hairs.
Oh my god! Give him a toothbrush, bro.
Now, what I was gonna say before we moved on from sinners is that in the post that I made about our the show, there was a bunch of people commenting their own theories and shit like that. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to stimulate your mind. It isn't just one end all be all. Of course, once the director speaks and he's like, "Yo, this is what I meant intentionally," but it's still a very fun thing to dissect movies and try to see what it is that you get from it. That's the beauty of art.
A victory light. A victory light.
Well, that's the shit too. Like, you could do that with original movies, but you can't do that with like Avengers Part 12. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I know Captain America's gonna come back. He's gonna be black. They're gonna be mad. Like, what else? You know what I mean? Like, also another thing is just like original shit, bro. Like you said, it's open to interpretation. There's something there though where it's like, there's a possibility of this shit being mid or whack. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, where it's like with an Avengers movie or some shit like that, with Marvel shit, it's kind of like, you know what you get.
Yeah.
Like, if you like, I enjoy Loki. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to watch this shit. But I'm like, nah, this is not my cup of tea. I'm going to sit this one out. Like you said, it's just like they give you the roadmap and they're like, yo, this is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way to Z. You don't got to use your brain at all. You know what I'm saying? So
it's the academicsification of media. Where?
When you say I'm a bitch, what do you mean?
Listen, what I mean by the academicsification of media is everything boiling down to numbers, everything boiling down to first week sales, domestic box office. Bro, like, commercial success has become synonymous with like artistic merit now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this shit got low scores or whatever on Rotten Tomatoes, it must suck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, all, which is crazy because all the shit that is lauded as great and iconic and like influential and, you know what I'm saying, like, were flopped at the box office. Like, Shawshank Redemption flopped at the box office. Blade Runner flopped at the box office.
Shawshank flopped?
Yes.
Damn.
Donnie Darko flopped at the box office. It wasn't until 20 fucking 30 years later that all this shit was getting
Criterion Collection.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, bro, like, I don't understand. I just don't understand the aversion to seeing the value in art when it, like, appreciating art when it drops. Everybody want to be a fucking contrarian and everybody just want to have the safest take.
Yeah, well, that's the shit.
Who? motherfucker. Bro, this bitch gonna make me think I'm a misogynist, bro. I'm gonna go home and cry in the car.
I didn't even say nothing. You see, I'll stop. I'll let you cook too.
No, don't do that.
I'll let you cook.
Don't let the man cook and then be like, yo, see? You see? And then do a super cut of me interrupting you shit and then be like, yo, see? This nigga don't
let me talk. Bro, first of all, shut men the fuck can't up. How about that one? How about, okay, shut the fuck up.
Some random YouTuber gonna be like, is Victory Light a toxic environment? Yo,
let's see.
We see here Liz Bell is routinely interrupted. Does that mean that it's not a welcoming environment for female podcasters?
Let's check out this other clip. It's Rainey on another podcast, and he said, women. So, in my estimation, I think...
Exclamation is...
In my exclamation... Yo,
that's how did it be talking yo, to?
I'm like, bro, why are you talking like you giving a fucking TED Talk, nigga? Like, you're talking... You're making a YouTube video about a YouTube video.
Yeah,
about
not,
a YouTube video.
Yeah,
like, what
you're
the fuck?
You're not Dean Memminger, gang.
yo, not, a, hey, not at
just,
all.
Can we just finally address this? Bro, I'm safe. I'm all right. There's three of us, three opinions. Sometimes we jump the gun. I'm very well respected and loved and treated nicely in this environment.
That's right.
If anything, y'all should be inquiring for them. Unfortunately. I love them too, though.
But yo, you fucking made a great point, bro. Like, motherfuckers won't even... Like, I won't even... like. Well, nah, I'm not saying me because I'm washed. I don't watch shit except, like, Spank Bang. Like, you'll go... motherfuckers will go... Before you hit up like, yo, Rainey, yo, you saw that movie? Yo, what'd you think about it? You know what I'm saying? Or like, yo, man, yo, you saw, yo, what'd you think about this? Yo, you saw the shit that she was fire? What word? All right, let's go. I'm gonna go check it out. Motherfuckers will go, not even read the synopsis of the movie.
Just your friends like, don't yo. Do that with Spank Bang videos?
Yeah! We be sending each other wrecks all the time.
Not trying to get a review.
Yeah, I'm a text.
It's like, this was a really good scene with Angela White and Savannah Bond. So they're two both Australian superstars.
I'm gonna text Min later like, yo, Valerie K out of retirement. Yo, we back. Oh, shit.
We back.
Min's gonna be like, fast forward to 12:14.
Yeah. Niggas in your timestamps?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to all y'all heroes that we'll leave timestamps.
In the comments, yep.
Yep. And the timestamps like, yo, 23:09, I blew my load. I'm like, what?
Let's
fast forward to 20 minutes. I want a little buildup.
Yeah.
We're disgusting, dog. We're disgusting. Motherfuckers will go straight to the ratings site and be like, yo, I can't watch this because it got 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. Why is that? Why? Is it because we're risk averse? Is it because we don't care? Is it because we trust these motherfuckers too much? Like, what is it? Because I don't give a fuck about that shit.
I feel like people letting other people do the mental fucking load for them. It's just like, instead of you just researching, all right, let me look up the trailer. Let me see the past movies this director has probably made because this shit is probably kind of cool. I'll watch it. I'm talking, but bro, I watch bad movies on purpose.
Yes.
Like, I'm that kind of person. And you know what's crazy? I will watch a movie without reading, I'll just look at the poster and I'm like, yeah, this is going to be it. And then I realize after a week that I only watch movies with giant animals. So it's either a movie with a big ass overgrown mega shark, or a big ass venomous spider that like overgrows and takes over a town, a crocodile that like infiltrates and floods a prison.
Yo, Liz.
I'm telling you, bro, something is wrong with me.
Your whole fucking like viewing history is fucking like Anaconda.
Yes.
Fucking dragon movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
But it's like shit. It's like not good movies, bro. The qualities be really bad. You can just see, but that's the kind of shit that I enjoy.
Yeah. I got a great bad movie recommendation for you. Velocipaster.
Velocipaster?
Yep.
What's
it's
that?
Is that a velociraptor that's a pastor, bro?
Yes, it's a pastor that gets transformed into a velociraptor.
Bro, what are we doing?
Yep.
Where are we at?
No, I sound like a Dominican folk tale.
Listen, I changed my mind about original content, bro. Like, we don't need that shit, bro. Yeah. Give me another Iron Man,
yo,
bro.
Do you guys want to hear the description really quickly?
Oh, yeah. For Velocipastor? Yeah.
After losing his parents, a priest travels to China, where he inherits a mysterious ability that allows him to turn into a dinosaur. Although he was horrified by the new power, a sex worker convinces him to use it to fight crime.
Yo, what?
Streaming on Tubi.
Oh, on Tubi.
I'm watching that shit night.
Yeah, yeah, hold on. I got another one for you.
Oh, we lit.
This is the last one. I got two for y'all because they love it in the comments. So, chat, this is for y'all. If you haven't seen Llamageddon.
Llamageddon?
Please get absolutely stone-face fried and watch and watch Llamageddon. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a llama that is the harbinger of the end times.
Yo, nice. Dog,
what?
Yep, it's an evil llama.
Yo.
The budget was like $1,100.
Nice.
$900 of that went to renting the llama.
Yo, dog.
So that's where we at. Because you asked where we at, that's where we
that's
at.
That's where yeah. we at, bro.
Yeah.
A $900 llama rental and one nigga struggling with iMovie.
Yes. Like, yeah.
How do I make the llama fly?
Yeah.
He's wiping his brow. Like, yo.
Y'all yeah. ever watch Cocaine Bear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love actually that enjoyed that movie.
That was so good.
At
yeah.
first, when I watched the trailer, I'm like, yo, we got to stop giving white people money, bro. We have to stop. And then I watched it and I started giggling. Like, this shit is hilarious.
Yeah. It was mad funny. Also, like, my favorite guy was in it. The IKEA guy.
Oh, shit.
The one that's like, oh, I'd like to speak to your manager. You think he gives a fuck?
Yeah, shit, dude.
I fucking love that guy, man.
Shout out to homie, bro. Damn, really cool. I forgot your name, gang. We did subway takes together. We was on a train at the same time. I can't remember your name. Look him up.
Yeah.
He got a mustache.
Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear. Llamageddon. Velocipaster. Battlestar Galactica.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. Bang, bing, boom. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to watch nothing. Stanley's has passed.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You're not honoring his legacy no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? By watching Marvel. You don't got to do that no more. Unless we in one.
Right.
If we in one, then...
It's amazing and phenomenal. And we love it.
The most craziest shit. Mm. Most original. Fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nothing has been done like this in cinema ever.
Yeah,
in life.
This is three
Dominicans yeah. super being super...
But if they don't, fuck them. Terrible movies.
Terrible.
Yeah, no.
Fuck their superheroes. And
I really don't.
Three motherfuckers.
Mom would be like, oh, you niggas want a movie? Word?
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Guess what? Y'all are the super supers, bitch. y'all supers. And this shit's going on Tubi.
Yeah. Just
fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
after Velocipasta.
Yo.
Y'all want original, huh?
Yeah.
Take that.
But it's crazy how much you have to, I guess, for lack of a better term, tolerate. In Hollywood to get your own shit made, you know? Because we were just talking about Sinners, and it's like, this, like, Ryan Coogler, like, he's great.
Made hits.
But he's been great the whole time, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah.
Like, he was worth investing in when he made Fruitvale Station.
Hey, I appreciate that.
You know what I mean? Like... Oh man, that yo! I can watch that man talk about anything with that heavy ass Bay Area accent for 4 hours,
bro. Don't ever shave your mustache.
I want a podcast between Ryan Coogler and E-40.
Yo.
That's what I want.
With Marshawn Lynch producing.
Yes, Marshawn Lynch producing, bro. That's what I want, yo. That's my IP, bro. I'm patenting that shit right now, today. May God murder my children.
Like, why would he say that?
Right now, today.
It's like, nah, you don't have to do that now. Kill him.
Kill him right now. Bro, why
are
you wearing a bandana and no other clothing?
Yeah.
Right in your neck, yo.
It's bizarre, man. It's almost like people don't want to recognize when shit is great when it's right in front of their face. And it's like, you know, because it's like, he had to deal with a bunch of bullshit probably before he could get his first original IP made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, you know, it shouldn't take what, $2-3 billion films
for somebody
to be like, okay, you know what? We'll take a risk.
Okay, we'll roll the dice
like,
here.
A risk.
Oh,
$1 billion director. What the fuck? What risk?
Yo.
It makes me mad, bro, because you see the talent. That is Ryan, the mastermind that is Ryan. And you see that he got to play these fucking games. You don't know what that man has been through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If we deal with racism and I'm a regular bitch and I deal with racism, regular ass bitch. I can only imagine what Ryan goes through in that industry.
Bro.
Ryan is the same one who went to cash a check.
Oh, yeah.
And the police were called on him because they couldn't believe that.
Oh, that's right.
Yo, and they drew down on him. They drew guns on him.
And this is somebody who said he suffers with anxiety. Like, he suffers with anxiety and imposter syndrome. So it's like,
don't do it like that.
That's why we got to support. I've gone to see Sinners twice.
Yeah.
For a few reasons. I'll probably go back and see that shit again.
Yeah. And he's like, and he was like, because I watched like the body cam footage or whatever, mm-hmm. where they're talking to Ryan or whatever. He got the mask on, everything. And they were like, oh, but why'd you pass her the note, though? Like, because he didn't say it out loud. Mm-hmm. He passed her a note with the amount he wanted. And he's like,
nigga, we in the hood. If I said 50,000,
yeah, right,
like, in a check cashing place, I'm food.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. And it's like,
yo, come on.
Yeah, and it's like, the cops that showed up, I don't remember if they were white or not, but if they were, like, that's just that's simply a perspective that they are not gonna have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, bro, you don't really live like that. You don't gotta worry about shit like that. So of course, me passing a note with the mask on, it's gonna look weird to you, but it's my account, yeah. Motherfucker. Like,
and he had all of his fucking identification. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Crazy do work. Your fucking job.
Do yeah. your fucking job.
Yo, do the knowledge.
Do the knowledge. The fuck, you fucking man. Clown cakes.
You know how mad you'll get me, bro. I'm trying to take out my money, and you call the fucking feds on me, bro.
Well, I ain't gonna hold you. That happened to me one time because I did. I'm laughing like I did something wrong. I ain't do nothing wrong. I cleaned out this old lady's house in Long Island. She was like, "Yo, come through, clean out my garage." I come through. I smoke some weed. I clean out the garage, I listen to Mobb Deep, and then she writes me a check for $500 and makes it out just to cash. And then I go to the bank and I'm like, yo, I hand her the check and I'm like, $500, please. I was like, yo, yeah. And them motherfuckers went in the back for so long, I was looking around like, yo, did niggas get lost, bro? What happened, bro? When motherfuckers come out and just peek out the door and look at you and then go back inside,
yeah.
I was like, all right, bro, what the fuck is going on, bro? I was like, yo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When they pop their head out, like,
wait, right.
They go back, and they go back to whispering. Yeah.
Just one second. I'll be with you.
With the nicest smile. Like, yeah.
In the back, holding that one. There's a nigga here with a $500 check. We don't know what to do.
Hey, bro.
I didn't listen. All I did was clean out the garage. That's what happens when you black in America and you take risks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but listen, I don't want to say this flippantly, you know. But don't do that.
I'm trying to understand where you go with.
Here. I'm with you, bro.
A victory light. A victory light.
There's risk taking in like arts and media. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, like Ryan Coogler had to do so much to get like recognized. You know what I'm saying? As an athlete, if you have like two good seasons, bro. You could be the man. You know what I'm saying? And people tell you you're the man for a long time. And when you think you're the man for a long time, you're like, yo, I deserve the finest pussy in the whole world.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? And the older you get, the more delusional you get. And you think, like, yo, do I still got it? You know what I'm saying? As an old man, you know what I'm saying? As a washed dude, I'll be walking through the supermarket. And you know what I'm saying? If like, yo, shorty's like, yo, little PYT look at me. I'm like, yo, you looking at me? I still got it. You know what I'm saying? Still got it, baby. You know what I'm saying?
She's trying to see why you limping.
And then I get... damn, bitch. I got arthritis in my right knee. That's it. It's not curable.
Yeah, she know. Her dad got it.
Oh, my God, bro.
Yo, that's crazy. Yeah. See? That's how y'all young shorties should be talking to these old niggas like Shannon Sharp, but y'all not. You know what I'm saying? And I have a very... I have a specific take... not about Shannon Sharp, but about dudes like Shannon Sharp, who is like, yo, I got mad money, I'm rich. Like, bro, just buy pussy, bro.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what he just buy pussy.
No, like transactionally buy pussy. I think he's doing like this weird thing where like you're buying pussy, but like it's like indirect. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you're
not, it's not a contractual. It's just like, yes. Yo, we fuck, and then I just give you a little sum.
Like, we acting like that's like this isn't what it is.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, like, okay. Yo, we're a sugar baby situation. Oh, like, I see. Yeah, like, oh, yo. And it's just like, bro, just be transactional, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, shake hands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, take your clothes off. You know what I mean? Like, leave the money on the dresser. You know what I'm saying? Like,
drive a compressor. Top-notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the glove. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm saying? Pimp Chad. You know what I'm saying? God damn it, rest in peace. God damn it. Yo, listen, man. So, y'all know, Shannon Sharp is in the news, man. He's out here. He released a statement through his fucking lawyer, which is crazy. I mean, would you,
the most Shannon Sharp shit that he ever did. With Snapchat, what his lawyers told him to say or to text.
And then put it.
And then just posted that.
Because, yo, I'll be real with y'all. And y'all tell me the truth. I might be desensitized. I might be a nihilist, whatever. If that I can't take him seriously. imagine him apologizing in like Shannon Sharp voice. With them tight ass pants on and like that tight ass shit, nigga, mad muscular for no reason.
Yeah.
You don't play in the NFL no more, bro. You look like Iron Man. Imagine that nigga sitting up there straight to the camera, be like, there's been some allegations of me paying for the pussy. And I would just like to say that these allegations, I do pay for the pussy, but it is in a contextual manner so that, you know, stars of the OnlyFans content platform, such as, Shorty right here, you know, I would like to make a public apology to EFPN and to Mickey Mouse and to everybody else in the community about what I've done. Bro, he got CTE. That nigga can't apologize. Remember when this guy, when, what's his name? Fathers in the Homes, Pops, was running for Congress?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Herschel Walker?
Yeah.
And it was like, bro, you've been having car crashes in your brain since 15, bro. You cannot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. It's also, I think there is a pivotal, like, element that we are that we haven't really touched on that's more serious. Like it is a sexual assault allegation. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not even on some, like, I don't know, man.
I'll take all the heat. I read them shits and I'm just like, what is happening here? What is happening here? I read them texts and because we read the Adam Levine text and that was just like, yeah. you just being too horny. Shorty over here, that was like Django weird shit. Mm-hmm. That was like, yo, I want you to put a big black baby in me. Yeah, and a big black cock and a big black baby. I'm like, bro, hold on. I've seen this type of porn before and I switched off it mad fast because I'm like, this feels uncomfortable. I'm not beating off to this.
Dude, I'm in community with sex workers, bro. I don't even chop it up with the white shorties that be like, oh, I'm collabing with this big BBC, like, come see. I'm not with that. Like, you gotta switch that up, baby.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show, cause yo, Bill Belichick is another one, bro. Old men. I'm talking about black, white, Latino. Nah.
Freaky ass
old men.
I'll be trying to have these conversations, bro, because again, these men are not ugly. Look at Shannon Sharp. I don't think Shannon Sharp is ugly. Okay. He's very, very handsome, and I'm pretty sure a lot of women his age want him.
Oh, for sure.
The problem is he doesn't want them.
Monique told him that.
Yes. And that's, yeah, she told him, you need to get a bitch who's going to make you some fucking grits and eggs.
And rub your feet.
After the fourth round.
Yeah. speaking of women his age, they trying to flip the script on him using the Tracee Ellis Ross clip from her show, from her appearance on Michelle Obama's podcast, mm-hmm. where she was saying like, oh, I date younger men because the men my age, like exactly like Liz Bell said, like the men my age, number one, they don't want me. And number two, the ones that do want me to fill a role that's like
1945
this, yeah, this like 19 this like 1858 like long ass bata serving you, oh, here you go, honey, like whatever you need, baby, I'm your, I live to serve and I aim to please.
I live to serve,
bro. That's not, but that's what they want though. And like the shit is like, the frustrating thing is that now I see people trying to use the Shannon Sharp situation as like a commentary on the Tracee Ellis Ross thing that she said, which was like, oh, but
stop.
Tracee Ellis Ross wants to date younger men. Nobody say nothing. She's powerful.
Literally,
she's,
that shit was a topic for 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah,
when she first said
that's
it.
Crazy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And here's my message to you guys. We have to look at the why. We have to look at the why. All right, Tracee Ellis Ross is out here dating men my age, hopefully, because there's a lack of understanding from men her age. Shannon Sharp wants to date younger women, and the guys like him want to date younger women because they'll do. It's a power thing, y'all. Like the younger women's gonna fall in line. The younger woman's gonna do what he says, and especially if you're gonna date somebody that's like in a way lower tax bracket than you, you're way more well off than them, there is an inherent power dynamic there. Like, we cannot ignore this shit. And I feel like this shit is weird when we gloss over that shit. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah,
it's like, and especially like, the last point I'll make is, when Tracee Ellis Ross says she dates younger men, that is a woman in her 50s talking about dating maybe men in their 30s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
30 plus whatever, even fucking like 28 whatever, still grown men though, you know what I mean? And also Tracy don't need nothing from these motherfuckers, so she want to have her fun. When men talk about dating younger, they're talking about 20, 21, 19, barely fucking legal. That shit is weird, bro. That shit is weird. If Tracee Ellis Ross is out here moving like that, then she's a weirdo too. But
I feel like you would have been able to tell too if she was a fucking weirdo. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
She would have popped out with some young ass
16-year-old skateboarder.
Yeah, bro. Or some really weird shit. Yeah. And I think it's very like people love to be dense about age gaps. And bro, you know what's the difference between a 50-year-old man dating a 30-year-old or a 35 dating a 45-year-old? These are all adults. People with their full fucking frontal lobes developed. You are not trying to enter this relationship and saying, yeah, you're a 18-year-old. This is just in general, obviously. We don't know Shadam Sharp's case. But let's say you meet this 18-year-old. An 18-year-old who meets a 45, 50-year-old man is very easily impressed. All you have to do is have a car, give them money for lunch, you know, tell them all of the nice things. To them, that is the most insane thing in the world. The fact that you could put fucking gas in your car. Bitches, is correct. Like, you, because you are still a teenager, you're like, oh, this person is a full-blown adult. But guess what? A 55-year-old woman is going to look at you and be like, yeah, that's what you're supposed
that's
to do.
That's what you're supposed to be doing.
You're supposed to be able
that's
to do that.
That's the baseline.
That.
Yeah. That's the baseline. Yo, also, like, I think the difference between Tracy and Shannon is Tracy's not just buying dick. She's talking about, like, having a relationship
dating,
with somebody.
Right,
yeah,
dating.
Shannon's just out here buying pussy, bro. Like, he's not like, yo, let's go to the Oscars together.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? let's go catch a Dodger game. Nah. He's like, yo, go to my crib and fucking I'll hang upside down from the sex swing while you eat my ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he's on.
Yeah.
Which is fine, bro. I'm all for, like, if you got the money and it's consensual, guess what? Go crazy.
Go crazy.
The problem is this has now blurred the lines. She is now alleging that it's sexual assault. And I get he leaked the text messages to kind of like tarnish her image.
That shit did not help.
And also, yeah, he also leaked the fact that she was an OnlyFans member.
Bro.
It made you look crazy because she was saying first of all, you got to pay $25,000 for each cheek. She said that.
For each cheek is crazy.
She said that to you.
I remember listening to his voice too, by the way.
She said, once you put that, what was it, the baby gravy inside me, you're going to be stuck with me forever. And then she said, I want a big black baby. Those are all three text messages he sent to you. And guess what, bitch? You replied.
Right, you replied and you entertained
replied.
It. And it's
I'm
cool.
I'm trying to see what you said. There's a clip of him saying,
I date by wage.
Yeah.
I don't date by age. I date my wage. You understand me?
Mm-hmm. Yo, he also said that younger women do what he wants. Older women are more independent and will be like, oh, I'm not doing this because I don't have to, or because, you know, it doesn't serve me, whatever. He knows that younger women will do whatever it is that you need. So let's not try to play it into some, oh yeah, he just happened to fall in line with chick. No, you was looking for that.
That's
you
what
was
looking
for a 19-year-old.
He was looking for that young milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But young. Girls, bro, from the moment they hit any kind of puberty, the men who even raised you start to treat you differently. So that's why that's like a whole different fucking power dynamic where, like, now the neighborhood guys who used to take care of you and make sure that you was getting home safe, now they start acting and being weird
different.
With you. Yeah,
yeah,
and
it's like, crazy.
Everybody pays attention to this shit, bro. Everybody, it's like, even the men. You know what? I'll never forget when I was probably like 12 or 13, there used to be the battle rappers of the neighborhood. They used to just stand outside and for like freestyle. That shit was awesome. And then there was also the old men who used to sit on the crates and just be drinking.
Push it as work.
Like 80-year-olds, right? We were all friends, me thinking. One day I'm 13, like 12, 13, I walk into the store. The older man gives me a weird hug. Very, very weird hug. And even I felt like it was weird. Like his hand was it was placed weird. And I was like, okay, that's a little bit uncomfortable. I walked to the back of the store. Two of the like freestyle guys who watched me grow up came to me and they was like, yo, don't ever let somebody touch you like that again. Don't ever let, like, now you're growing up, men are gonna be weird. You're gonna have to, like, don't never let nobody put their arm under your waist, anywhere below your waist. And I remember sitting in a store and I'm like, damn, they care about me, but not enough to say it to that motherfucker.
Yeah, not enough to say it to him.
Like, that's why are you telling me? I'm the child. I didn't even know exactly what was going on. You know, you just feel weird. You're so used to hugging these people, you don't, but.
That's crazy that Hollow the Don looked out for you like that early
you
in life.
You bitch, he kind of looked like him too. He did, shout out to him.
Damn, I was right there, dude. I was like, fuck, whose name can I say?
I'll never forget his name. One of their names was Davey. He was Puerto Rican. And the other one, I think his name was like 40. It was either 40 or Smiley, but one of them two. Mm.
Damn, Drake, you did him dirty. Smiley was next.
Crazy. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Ah, shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You sick fuck.
Yeah. Speaking of dirty, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go from dirty old men to dirty old shoes because for some reason, I mean, I know we're influential. You know what I'm saying? I know this is an influential show. I had no idea that Rainey's influence would carry so far that Nike would come out with pre-cooked forces, bro. Like pre-cooked. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know when you buy the shrimp with the tail off, de-veined? Mm-hmm. They're already doing that, bro. They're pre-cooking the forces.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? White people, why?
I don't like when rich people discover poor people activities.
That's right.
It really does piss me off. I'm like, it reminds me of, like, I think it was some famous expensive ass company tried to sell us Chinese slippers for like $300.
Nah, yeah. We're not doing that.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely
no
not.
No fucking like, way.
Yeah, no. It's what you call it? It's like commodified. It's like cosplaying poverty.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like the nuts. Yay with the holes in the shirt.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
That was crazy.
It's mm-hmm. cosplaying poverty. Yeah, yeah.
Remember fucking yo? It was yo. Remember Zoolander? It was fucking derelict. I'm like yo, niggas yeah. like yeah, niggas made derelict for real. Like yeah, that's yeah, crazy,
yeah.
bro. Like
yeah.
that shit is nuts. So these are out. They're for sale. They're pre-cooked. The gag is. They uncook themselves as you wear them.
Don't know how the fuck that works.
Exactly.
Witchcraft.
I was like, this is sorcery.
Nah, you know what this is?
Some satanic magic. You fucking queen.
What do you, wait, yeah, Tone, you're never gonna believe this. Yeah, Tone, Nike's making some shoes, and get this.
Jesus Christ, what are you talking about?
Get this. They get cleaner as you wear them.
What the fuck are you talking about, Paulie?
It's unfucking believable, Tone.
Jesus Christ.
No, you gotta get more nasally. You gotta get more nasally. What are you talking about? Come on. What do you mean they get unfried as you wear them? It's ridiculous. You believe this, Christopher?
Oh my God.
Hey, listen, man.
The egg and bread of Air Force Ones. Yo, listen. I've been watching a lot of hockey lately, and I went to a Devils game, playoff game. Got eliminated. See you next year, guys. We'll be there. Demon season. Holla. But they did something I've never seen before in an arena. They kept switching. They kept panning the camera. And this wasn't like a sponsored thing either. It was just like a thing that they do. I don't know if this is hockey culture. Hockey niggas, let me know. Like, this is what y'all doing.
First of all, those don't exist.
Yeah. this is a handful.
I was about to say, you was probably the darkest bitch in here.
Yeah, you was looking like Wesley Snipes in that motherfucker, probably. Like,
yeah, I was usually Steph Curry in the room that night. I was Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah.
I was Lil Rel Howery. I'm in there, and I have never seen people. I mean, I've seen it, but I've never seen it in real life. They kept panning the camera around, and these motherfuckers would take off their shoe, pour their beer in their shoe, and then drink their beer out of their shoe in one shot, like chug it. I've never seen this shit before in my life. I thought it was crazy.
Saw a kid do that at the rodeo last year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Of course you did, man. Yo. Of fucking course you did, bro.
But the crazy shit about it is, I don't know why this crossed my mind, but I was just like, yo, those sneakers are cooked, bro.
Like, are you drinking out of these?
Like, they're not even new. Like, if they was new, I'd be like, all right, bro, this is kind of permissible, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, when a sneaker is truly cooked and a Caucasian man is wearing them, you know that them sneakers been through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, that sneaker was in the 03 blackout when this nigga had to hop out the D-train mm-hmm. and walk on the tracks.
Yeah.
That shit stepped on bum piss.
Yeah.
Like, it's been everywhere.
Yeah, it's been everywhere, just like we've been everywhere. Lizbell, do you have any closing thoughts before we wrap the show?
Yeah, what's your favorite what's your favorite cartoon character?
My favorite cartoon character?
Taguntu.
Oh. Gidget from Rescue Rangers.
Wow.
Probably Fubuki from One Punch Man.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Cool. Okay.
CJ from San Andreas.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
I like that.
Oh, shit.
Well, let us know in the comments, guys.
Yeah, let us know in the comments. What's your favorite cartoon character to goon to? And as much as you guys love to make fun of me for wearing my cooked forces on the show, looks like the shoes on the other foot. Because y'all motherfuckers out here. Yeah. Why are you booing me?
I'm right. You're the boo on the outro.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Too bad. Listen, if you want a pair of genuinely cooked forces from two seasons of Victory Life.
That's right.
At the end of season two, I will personally list my genuinely cooked forces of 2.5 years
bro,
for an extra on eBay, and we will sell that shit to the highest bidder to go towards funds for season three.
Yo.
Fuck that, bro. Don't give these motherfuckers your money. Give it to me. Look at this. That's right. Genuine fried material.
Genuinely fried.
Here we have the low top Air Force Ones. Scuffed to all oblivion, worn by none other than the certified yapper, Yapaholics, Rainy Ovalle.
Show them the bottom, bro. Like they.
And here we
those are well traveled.
And here we have the well traveled bottom. You could see here.
Well traveled bottom.
The how many bodies is that? How many bodies?
That's 10 bodies.
Yes.
It's Victory Life, bitch.
Yes.
A Victory Life.